This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to stay the course even when you lack answers. Recently, we talked about Job's story and how he was a man of great character and wealth and how he always turned away from evil. Yet one day, Satan told God that Job was faithful only because God had blessed him with so much. Satan said to God, "But if you take it all away, he will surely curse you." So God said, "Very well, take everything away from Job, but you can't touch his life." So Satan took away Job's possessions, his children, and even his good health by inflicting his body with these very painful sores. Yet even under these horrific conditions, Job refused to curse God. And when I give even more thought to this passage, I also see that Job is operating with a lot of unknowns. First, he had no idea of the conversation God had with Satan. And second, he was being tested and was in the dark about why he was even being tested. And sometimes we're inclined to place a logical spin on things. In other words, this is happening to me because of something I did or didn't do. Yet we see in the case of Job, God saw him as a blameless and upright man. Things happen because God allows them to happen. The question is, how will you respond when you lack answers? Job lacked answers, but remained faithful, and God restored everything for him even better than before. So the ideal words to hold on to when you lacked answers are these: be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, trust Him even when you lack answers.